Yes.
Zero, Jenna, and Case, you wake up from a restful night's sleep. It's a little chilly. The new weather scenario. But you wake up and you kind of see Lance, Pike, and Ike, and they're kind of sitting around a fire that they've made. It's kind of small because the wind is just blowing. And they're standing in the way of the wind, trying to keep the fire alight.
Oh no, they're cold. Are they cold?
They look cold. Boys?
Oh,
they're shivering.
No.
Do we have like a jacket? Do we have like something we can give them?
What season was it before, summer? So if it's 100 degrees outside right now, I don't walk around with jackets and blankets, so I'm assuming that Zero also doesn't do that, which is unfortunate given the situation we're currently in.
Case has his hoodie.
I'll give it to one of them. Another solution, hear me out, is that we can still set the forest on fire and then it'll be really warm.
Oh my god.
It would solve a lot of problems real fast and create some brand new ones.
I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. No, that would be bad, I think, for us at a certain point. Because I feel like we would lose control very quickly.
Alright, I just, Case walks up and then just, like, offers them their hoodie.
I
don't know how they're split up, but that's their problem now.
Ike turns to you and he's kind of like, thanks. Thank you.
You're welcome.
He takes it and he gives it to Pike, and Pike kind of puts it on and he stops shivering as much.
Aww.
Maybe if we start moving, we'll warm up a little bit.
That's true. We need to start moving anyways.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I guess. Do we know how far we are from the tree?
Can we even tell?
So, with the snow going on, your vision has become obscured. It's kind of got that wintry, gray haze. You can't really see more than 20 feet away at this point.
I guess do we know which way it was that we were going? Or do we not even?
You kind of guess. There's no real way to tell direction at this point.
That is unfortunate. Oh no.
Wait, like Pike and Lance are like Hermes boys, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do they have like an innate sense of direction?
Yeah, do any of them have like compass?
Is that like weird in here?
You can ask them for sure.
Hey, do you guys know where the tree is?
Not any better than you guys. It's kind of really blurry. Mm. We're usually real good at getting around places, but
cool.
Not like this.
I guess we can walk in a direction that we think that it is.
Yeah, and we'll find something. Maybe.
As long as we're not going back where we came, then
yeah.
It's probably fine.
Okay.
Okay, I guess we do that then. Oh no.
Yeah.
I'm like looking through my cell, it's not like I have anything.
Wait, hang on. Can we see the path that we came from?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
Just this.
It's snowed over.
It's
yeah.
Completely unrecognizable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shoot. Yeah, I don't really have any.
Just take a direction and head out, yeah.
Yeah. I still have locate object prepared, but I don't have anything to locate that is close enough right now.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But if we get closer, then, well, it only helps really within like 1,000 feet, so it won't matter so much, but.
The six of you set off, kind of, the Hermes boys kind of pack up their stuff, and the six of you set off, and you really don't know what way to go. It's kind of, you're kind of just picking a direction and walking in it. And, you know, you run into a tree here and there or a path of trees, but for the most part, you're just kind of trying to walk as straight as you can. And it's difficult because as you walk forward, it almost kind of seems like your footprints behind you fill up with snow faster than you can follow them back. But you you trudge along, and eventually you get to a point where you have stopped running into trees as often, and you kind of get the feeling that you're in kind of a larger, maybe more open space. You can maybe see a little bit further than you feel like you could before. And the winds have kind of just died down.
Can we see? We can't see the tree, can we?
No.
Okay, that's what I thought. Do we have any sense of how far we've walked?
Not really.
Okay.
Okay, it's felt like a while.
Zero is going to make a snowball.
Okay.
Chuck it at Case.
Oh, hell no. Make a ranged attack. Zero proficient with snowballs, you think?
I think so. that's not going to help very much because it's a 14. What's your armor class, Case?
It is a 15.
Darn, I missed you.
Case, you're kind of just chugging along, and all of a sudden, whizzing past your ear, you just hear just a and you see a snowball land 5 feet in front of you.
Cool.
I'm going to pretend like I didn't do that.
I'm just going to ignore it. Okay. Case is just going to wait for the next attack.
I'm going to wait 10 minutes, and I'm going to do it again.
Okay.
I'm going to guide myself this time. Worse. That is worse. Somehow worse than before.
Again,
does it just like hit you?
It can't hit me. I'm throwing it.
Again, Case, you hear significantly further away. This time is about a foot to your left. A snowball comes up.
I am again going to pretend as though I have not done this. If you feel like looking.
No, we're just gonna not react.
You're not gonna react.
Just not react.
Do you feel like you know who it is, or is Case just doesn't care?
Case has suspicions.
Could be Lance.
Oh, dude, it's...
Could be Pike.
I know, I feel like they wouldn't mess
it
with the person
be Morris.
Who's...
I'm going with Boris. What is... Have you considered Chonka?
I have not considered Chonka. That's a whole...
It's a whole option.
Dude. Right,
Chonko's, we're gonna be on the brink of death, and
Chonko's
gonna
show
and save us. It'll be like Chonko has taken 20 levels in Wizard real quick. Just
this Christmas, Chonko comes to town.
Oh my gosh!
The Chonko's Christmas.
Oh gosh. Okay. Should we keep walking? Because it seems as though is it just like a clearing, or is there no trees?
You just haven't seen a tree in a while.
Case picks up a snowball and just throws it randomly behind him.
Are you right behind?
I'm not right. I was throwing it at him, so I assume I'm like within throwing distance, but also like far enough away that I can pretend it isn't me and it is one of them also.
Wonderful.
So I'm not like directly behind him, if that makes sense.
Case, make an attack roll with disadvantage.
Ah. I guess that would make sense considering.
That's not a 10.
Wait, what? With disadvantage, so take the lowest. That's a 3. But about as well as you could expect.
Yeah, you turn around and throw the snowball, and it just kind of like whizzes off into the nothingness behind you. And Lance just kind of looks at you and throws his arms up, and he's like, "What's that about?"
I feel like you would know, though. Is everyone in on it?
Do you turn back around, or do
you... Turn back around. Case feels insecure now.
Lance turns to you, and he kind of, he winks, Zero.
I would die for Lance. Lance and I are buddies. I taught him how to speak to the monkeys.
You guys could talk to each other in monkey.
Yeah, we could talk to each other in monkey. We could. I wish I had mage hands so bad. But I don't.
Are you looking at my computer screen?
No. I just want to sit by you because we're in love.
I am. I love you very much, honey. But no screen peek.
No spoilers, Maddie.
What is everyone's passive perception?
That's fine. That would be what?
Mine is 12, which sucks. So I think it's 10 plus whatever your perception is.
Mine is 12, then.
So if you're making a perception check, what would you add?
I'm trying to find perception on this sheet. That is a 9.
9? Okay. So, 12 is the highest.
12 is the highest. Wonderful.
I wish I was...
Can I cast Detect Magic? Or is that weird?
Do you have that spell?
I think so.
I can find your spell on the list.
Yeah, you can cast Detect
Magic. I want to do it to do something.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Casting Detect Magic.
Yes, you cast Detect Magic.
Okay, I cast Detect Magic.
Wouldn't that just detect it over here?
No.
Okay, so do I see anything that's magic?
You do not. Okay. The only magic things that you pick up are the magic items on yourself, Zero, Case, and you get a couple of blips from the other three as well.
Bless you.
Okay. Sounds good.
As the six of you continue on, the wind gets quieter and quieter, and it gets longer and longer since you haven't seen a tree. And the voice of the wind just kind of all of a sudden stops.
I don't like that.
Who is walking in the very front?
I assume it would be me, considering everyone's like throwing stuff at me.
You're definitely behind. You're definitely in front of Zero.
Yeah.
Case, as you are walking forward, you hear just the briefest of sounds, and then you see the snow shift in front of you, and then from, almost from underneath the snow comes this mass of ice and vines, and they're gray and withered, and they have these weird horns, and it has these gross vine-looking, like white vine fibers coming all across it, and it roars and it lunges for you, and you're going to roll initiative.
Oh gosh.
Well, that's not terrifying. Actually, it's less terrifying than the haunted merry-go-round.
Whatever.
That one already killed me. 18. I got 16.
I got a 22.
Okay.
Wow. Pretty good. We did pretty good this time, guys. Zero definitely took a video of trying to throw snowballs at Case.
Oh, of course.
I love that.
Of course.
Okay, so the three of you count as surprised.
Oh, no. That's unfortunate.
So,
hang on. So describe this beast. Is it like, is it on four legs or is it like humanoid?
So it's standing on two legs. Basically, this is a plant yeti. Basically, a twig yeti.
Gotcha.
Is what this kind of looks like, for your reference.
I was just thinking something like that, yeah.
And so the yeti is going to go first. It is going to attempt to grapple you, Case. So that is going to be an athletics check contested against your athletics or acrobatics.
An acrobatics.
Ooh.
That is a 21.
You are a very strong and nimble boy, but this yeti is stronger.
Are you kidding me? Oh, are you kidding me?
I rolled a nat 20.
Oh my gosh.
He just comes around and he wraps his arms around you, and he kind of just like picks you up and puts you on his shoulder, and you're kind of dangling there. And then he is going to kind of get down on three of his legs, and he's going to charge you, Zero.
Okay.
That's a 24?
That does hit me.
Beautiful.
That one would hit, yes. Oh my goodness.
So, Zero, you are going to take 6 points of slashing damage.
Okay.
And, no, sorry, you are going to take 10 points of slashing damage and 2 points of cold damage.
unfortunate.
And then it, you look at its eyes and you see these just like, it's got just like this twiggy face, and where eyes would be, you see these just like hardened ice crystals, and it looks at you and they glow blue, and I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
I will do that. Okay.
19. You feel it, and you feel this wave of cold start to wash over you, and your resolve kind of overcomes it, and you shake it off, and you are infected.
Yay.
And then, all of a sudden, from, yes?
Are you good?
Wait, so is this a merry-go-round or a carousel?
That's a carousel. Or actually, they're interchangeable, I think, yeah. Depending on who you ask. But when I said merry-go-round, I
meant like a play. This.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm glad that we this has been haunting that. Me. I'm glad that we interrupted combat to discuss the one thing.
But wait, do people call merry-go-rounds carousels ever?
Like, no.
Not in my experience, kay. But that might be a thing.
Sorry. No, that's not a thing.
I needed to make sure, because I was like, wait, is it either way? I should really should have just clarified. Anyways.
I just think it would have been more creepy if it had, like, horses on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, what if the horses, like, talked?
Eyes, red eyes, little horses.
Yes.
Fair.
We're out of tangent. I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine. From out of the blue, another one of these, branch yetis comes, like, barreling in on all fours, and yeah. He's going to make a couple of attacks at the boys.
Not the boys.
See the boys that will cuss.
I will.
Me too.
Well, I have healing spells, so. I know. I love having magic.
I will save them through sheer willpower.
So the other Yeti kind of comes barreling in. He slices at Lance. He manages to get a hit off. But then he goes and he looks him in the eyes and he tries to do the same thing he tried to do to you, Zero. And Lance just kind of, like, looks at him and sticks his tongue out and just shakes the cold off. And then, Case, you start to kind of go, and you see a second... You see an opening, essentially, that you can take, but before you have the opportunity to act, you guys start to hear this weird buzzing. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this nasty little creature that looks like it's made of solid ice comes in, and it's going to swipe at you with its claws. And that is a 20-something to hit.
That hits.
You're going to take 4 points of slashing damage.
Alright.
And 1 point of cold damage.
Okay.
I just remembered.
So hang on, 4 points, then 1 point?
Yes.
That's okay.
So 5 points, 22. Okay.
And then as you two see that, 3 more are going to come in, and they're going to swipe at you and, or you two, Zero and Jenna.
Okay.
So, I'm so overwhelmed right now.
There's a lot of things. Jenna, I haven't even gone yet.
Jenna, 2 are going to come and try and claw at you, and that is, that's a 14?
If it's at 14, does that mean it hits?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Well, then it hits.
So it comes and swipes you. And you're going to take 2 points of slashing damage and 3 points of cold damage.
Okay.
And then the second one actually is going to... it breathes this just very large cloud of cold air. And I need Jenna and Zero to make a dexterity saving throw.
Dex, okay. 15.
17?
Okay, both of you just kind of like, kind of dodge out of the way. You miss the worst of it, but you're still going to take 3 points of cold damage. And then the last one is going to attack you. Yeah.
Okay.
Scott? 16?
No.
Heck yeah. Okay, yeah. It's kind of like slashes against your energy shield, and it kind of burns it, and it's like, ah!
It's like, what?
Oh, but it sounds like tinkling ice, too.
Oh, gosh.
Like,
that's fun.
And Case, it's now your turn.
I'm just, like, dangling from this boy, correct?
Yes.
What do you expect me to do with this right now?
So, when you are grappled, okay, you can, as an action, so you can still attack. I don't think you can move. I think you can try, but it's, like, difficult terrain.
Can I try and free myself?
Yes, you can make a strength or athletics check to escape. It's basically...
Right, I'm going
to
try and escape.
Okay. But that is your action.
Yeah, I know. Cool. That is a 12.
Okay, you just kind of, as nimble as you are, you're kind of worming out of his grasp, and he's just, you're kind of almost, like, crawling all over him, and he's got you at every edge. He's just, he's catching you as you're trying to escape, and you cannot get out.
Please, Rudy.
I'm working on it. I haven't done anything yet.
Yeah, I guess that's my turn.
Cool. Yeah. And so you guys see the Ike, Pike, and Lance are battling with the other Yeti, and it come. They go to make three attacks at it. So you see as Ike, Pike, and Lance each go to get an attack on this Yeti. Ike and Lance just kind of are fumbling, but you see that Pike kind of pulls out this short sword, and he just kind of like absolutely just hits the Yeti just in a pivotal point, and the Yeti is going to take 4 points of slashing damage. Okay. And it is now Jenna's turn.
Oh boy. I guess I'm gonna attack the Yeti. For now, I will just use my rifle for it. I rolled a 2.
One, two. You missed. It's kind of hard to see what's going on right now. Okay.
And then I'm going to have Boris. I'm going to have him go attack it. The Yeti.
Cool. Yeah, so you use your bonus action when he attacks, and what does he get?
6.
6. It's not hit.
Okay.
He's a big boy. And Boris is just kind of like trying to weave in between his legs, and he can't get. Aww. He keeps moving. The Yeti's moving too fast. Okay. And then Zero turn.
So Zero is going to stretch out her hand towards Jenna, and this golden thread is going to connect both of us, and we are now bonded. So you can add a d4 to all of your things.
Nice.
Which is very good. And then I am going to cast Healing Word on myself, because I am taking some damage.
Significant amount.
A significant amount of damage. Yeah, so at level 1, I will get 6. Very well. And that is going to be my turn. I think I'm going to use all of my spell slots right now. Maybe not. We'll see.
Try not to.
I mean, that entirely is dependent upon y'all.
It really is, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So I want to inflict some wounds, but I also want y'all to stay alive.
It is, Jenna, you're up.
Okay. I am going to. I want to get my soul weapon out.
Okay.
So, I do that.
Okay, spend your bonus action to do that.
Okay. Do I roll for that? No. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What does it look like?
Probably just the same as. So, last time I pulled it out, it was like almost like a glass rifle. Mm-hmm. But I think it looks like that again, but it's like. A frosted glass rifle.
I like that, yeah.
And it has, like, electricity running through it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that's what it is. And then I'm just gonna go for it again.
Are you shooting the Yeti or one of the...
The Yeti. Yeah. So. That's a 18 plus... Or no, the soul weapon, what is it?
So it's your modifier, so your proficiency bonus plus dexterity plus 1.
So it's plus 6. Okay. Yeah, 18 plus 6.
Yeah, that hits. Yeah, not even a question.
Okay, good. And then... Yeah. So 4.
I want to eat your dice.
Oh, which ones?
Did you add the plus 1 from the soul?
Oh, so...
Oh. Yeah, so, you the plus one. So, 5. And I'm still guided, but does that matter for...
Not for damage.
Okay.
So I think it's everything except for damage.
Okay.
Maybe
one day I win.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah, is that your turn?
Yep.
Zero.
I
Free me.
Yeti that is holding case.
Yes.
My good friend. I'm gonna inflict wounds on it.
Beautiful. As you
on
not on you. On the I would like to sabotage the entire team. I heal you and I take away your hit points.
As you do that, you would take an attack of opportunity from one of those.
That's okay.
Fights. Cool. Yeah.
Do that first.
That is, oh my gosh, they are rolling too well. That's an 18 plus
dang it,
3.
That's,
yeah,
okay.
That's
okay.
So you're going to take 3 points of slashing damage and 4 points of cold damage. Mm-hmm.
That's fine. I want to. Dang it, that was almost really good. Okay, so that's going to be 16.
16. That hits, yep.
Yes.
Roll your damage.
Yes, okay. Every time I cast this spell, I'm filled with power.
It's a very good spell.
Okay, where is my...
So, inflict wounds.
It's called inflict wounds.
I would like to inflict some wounds. Dang it! That sucks! I'm so mad!
What is it?
4! Oh! I got 4!
Was that two ones?
Yeah, 2 and 2 ones. Are you kidding me?
Do you add anything to that?
No! Because it's 3d10! Sadly,
chip away at it by 4.
I just took 4 damage myself! That's.
Did it free
that's
me?
So rude. No, you did nothing to help you at all. Cool. That's fun. That's super fun. That's it. That's it for me.
Cool. Ugh, that sucks.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Come on.
So on the Yeti's turn, he is going to keep holding on to you, Case.
Yeah, no, that figures.
And he is going to make 2 claw attacks at 0.
Cool.
That's a 16?
No.
Plus a significant number?
Oh, well then tell me the total.
Sorry, my bad.
My armor class is 18.
Yeah, it's going to hit.
Okay.
16 plus 6. You're going to take 6 points of slashing damage and 1 point of cold damage.
Okay.
And he's gonna come across you with another claw. Mm-hmm. And that's 17 to hit.
No.
Okay, cool.
I'm in danger.
And then he's gonna kind of grab you, Case, and he kind of brings you in front of his face, and those two, the hard ice of his eyes just kind of glows blue, and I need to make a constitution save.
It's a 5.
Oh no.
So Case, as
I don't think my constitution is safe.
So what's your plus? So that's a 5?
5 total.
Oof. Oof.
You rolled a 3.
Are monks not proficient in con saves?
I think it's dex or strength.
It's dex.
No, because it's strength. What are you? I think it's wiz or no? Is it? It is
dexterity.
It's dexterity and strength because monks and rangers have the same.
Okay.
But as you see his eyes kind of glow, this chilling blue, and you feel cold, and just frost starts to grow all over your chassis.
Right.
And you kind of your vision like freezes over.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
And you're going to take 14 points of cold damage, and you were paralyzed. And you just feel all of your joints just kind of freeze up, and you cannot move.
Are you okay?
Are you immune to cold damage as a warforged?
No.
Okay.
I'm immune to poison.
Okay.
What's 22 minus 14? I have eight points.
Okay.
I'm going through it.
And you have a good number.
I have 16.
Okay, we're gonna get into my prep stuff in a minute is what I think is gonna happen, but not yet.
And then the other Yeti is going to make a couple of attacks on our good boys.
We barely dealt like any damage.
Yeah, because I rolled freaking the worst I possibly could in my inflict wounds. I could have done 30 points of damage if I rolled max, but no. I could have just disintegrated this boy.
Sometimes the inflict wounds just are not feeling like
they're inflicting wounds upon me.
Yeah.
And that's not supposed to be how this works.
Sometimes it just backfires.
I took more damage than I dealt that That's so stupid.
At least you dealt damage, though.
I did.
Okay. So the three of you see as Lance, Pike, and Ike are battling against this other one. The Yeti kind of just like slashes down and hits the two of them, and they kind of rake back, and then he stares at Ike. And Ike is unaffected by his two gaze.
That is good. That is good.
And so then the ice sprites, one is going to take advantage of you, Case, and I think he gets advantage because
you are paralyzed. Or it might just be that you hit. I don't know. It's one of those because when you're paralyzed,
see, one would think that I am down for the count, and that they should focus on, like, the people who are actually, like, fighting instead of someone who's just, like, captured, but no.
He's just chilling.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so he is going to attempt to slash at you. And that is... It's a 12 to hit?
That does not hit. Oh, my gosh, thank you.
You are very lucky, because every attack that does hit you that is not ranged is a crit, so...
They do all the damage.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And then the rest of the methods, one of them, the one that kind of attacked you, is going to come around and attack you, Zero.
That's cool.
And that's a nat 20.
That does hit me.
That's unfortunate. That's 8 points of slashing damage.
Oh, no. Okay, that's fine. I didn't think it was fine.
And 2 points of cold damage.
That's not fine. I'm gonna use my cleric thing. I'm gonna make Jenna take 1 point of cold damage. I would be unconscious.
So what is it called?
So I forgot what it's called. I can pull it up, but it basically, so I think like once per long rest, I can divide damage from a hit among, like, I think it's like the max is like 5 or 6 people. Mm-hmm. And then everybody has to take at least 1 point of damage.
Okay.
But I can make it so that not one. And I'm gonna do it because I don't want to be unconscious because I can heal everybody else.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
This wasn't supposed to go like this. Anyways, whatever.
What happens if we die?
Oh, wait. Is this end of podcast, episode 11?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh my gosh.
So I am at 1 hit point. Thank you very much, everybody. Oh my gosh. That's a problem. Yeah.
That sounds like a problem.
Cool.
I'm not stressed.
So, Jenna, the remaining two ice sprites, one of them is going to breathe this cone of cold air at you, and I need you to make a dex save.
You can add your d4 to this.
Oh, awesome. So, and then is it, do I add my dexterity saving throw?
Yes.
Okay.
12, yeah. So you... managed to kind of stave off the worst of it, but you are still going to take 3 points of cold damage.
Okay.
And then the remaining ice sprite is going to attempt to hit you. That is a 20 to hit.
That hits.
Okay. You're going to take 4 points of slashing damage and 4 points of cold damage.
Are you okay?
Four hit points. So, not doing great. 8, 4, and 1. Why is this so hard?
Because there's 8,000 of them. So it's called Shared Burden, my thing that I can do. So it's a creature I can see within 30 feet takes damage. Oh, wait, we might not be able to be myself. Actually, it doesn't say it can't be myself. So, I'm assuming that is okay. So... I can do a number of creatures equal to my wisdom modifier, so I guess I can do 2. And then I can distribute the damage taken between the original target and the chosen creatures. So each creature has to take at least 1 damage, but your resistance and vulnerabilities do apply to the damage that I give you.
That's very nice.
So unfortunately, nobody is immune and resistant to cold damage, but yeah.
Sure would be nice.
So you,
Is that your channel within me?
Yeah, it's my channel with me. So that's cool. Yeah.
Cool. It's Case's turn now, and you are paralyzed, but you can make another constitution
save. I can sure try. 13? No, 12.
You attempt to kind of overcome. You're like resetting. You're like your computer is just like overworking. You're trying to reset and just like break out, and you just can't in time. And that is going to be your turn.
I'm stressed.
So Lance sees you in trouble, Zero, oh, and he is going to run over to you, and the Yeti is going to get a swipe at him.
Oh no!
As yes, and so he is going to take slash to the back, and he is going to run over to you, Zero, and he's going to cast Cure Wounds as a third level spell.
Wow, okay. These boys got third level spells. Ooh, so big boys.
They are big boys. They are bigger boys than we are.
I only have second level spells.
So that's 3d8, right?
Yeah.
So, Zero, you are going to get...
At least three.
You get 17 points.
Ooh, that's very nice. Level. Thank you very much.
All right.
Okay, we're gonna be okay. Feeling
a little better.
Okay.
Vicariously through you.
It's okay.
Yeah, I'm doing fine. Like, no, nothing's... I'm fine.
Okay.
Everything's fine.
I could help you out.
Please do.
But she has 4 hit points,
yeah.
So I'm not going to help you yet.
Yeah, I'm not in immediate danger.
The only thing I can do for you is make your armor class higher.
And then Ike and Pike are going to make an attempt to attack the Yeti. And Pike rolls on that 20.
Wow. Good job.
Okay. Good for him. And it is Jenna's turn.
Okay. I'm going to... I still have my soul weapon, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I use my soul weapon again. 24.
24? Mm-hmm. Yeah, who are you attacking?
The Yeti.
Cool. Yeah, that's that is.
Okay. And then he takes... Is it this? No.
It's your modifier. So, plus 3. So, you have 5.
5 points. Oh my gosh. That's something, I guess.
That is good.
Anyway, so I guess that's my turn.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's 0.
Going to cast a healing word and heal Jenna.
You're gonna
get 5. You get 5 hit points.
Okay.
So that's and then I would like the Yeti to make a dexterity saving throw for Sacred Flame. That is 16. That is it for me.
On the Yeti's turn, he is going to make an attack at Lance and Boris.
Oh, not Boris.
He makes a swipe at Lance, and Lance gets hit. And he is going to take 9 points of slashing damage.
How are those boys looking?
Not the hottest.
No.
They've taken a lot of hits. But they still look okay.
That's good.
Better than you.
That's good. Well, actually, I'm doing okay right now. Well, I wasn't a second ago.
And, Jenna, it then looks at you, and it turns its icy eyes onto you, and I need you to make a constitution. There we go.
You can add your d4 to this.
Yay.
Oh!
That's not 20, though.
Hey. Yeah, you feel that cold come over you, and you just shake it off. So it didn't bug you.
Be nice.
Jenna has woken up to move Pike in at the crack of dawn too many times to be affected by the cold.
Fair enough.
To move Pike.
Mm-hmm. You've never had to move Pike. You've never, like,
that's
I don't even know what that means.
Florida.
Fair. So,
because
irrigation systems are expensive,
right?
You just get pipes, long pipes that have sprinkler heads on them.
Right.
They weigh like 20. They're heavy.
They're probably, the ones that we were moving were probably like 30 or 40.
30, but it's like spread across the long line.
Yeah.
And so you go out and you move them every morning so that they water you over the whole of the week, you water your field.
I see.
Cool.
You have to do that at like 5 in the morning.
And then the other Yeti is going to hit Pike and Ike.
Mm-hmm.
they take two hits.
Oh no! You're making a bad face over there.
And then come the ice sprites.
Oh no! Why did all of Winter decide to attack?
What is going to come and swoop down on Boris?
Not Boris.
That's 21.
That hits.
Cool. Boris is going to take 5 points of slashing damage and 2 points of cold damage.
Kill Boris, okay, according to the podcast.
So he has. Oh wait, how many? He has 15. Oh, it's just, so he has 20 hit points, Boris does.
Okay.
So however many he just took, how much he just took?
So that was... Sorry, I was a big...
Let's just re-roll it.
Sorry.
You're good. You are going to take 2 points of slashing damage and 1 point of cold damage.
Okay, so he is...
He's at 7.
Yeah.
And the remaining ice sprites are going to attack you, Jenna. That is 18.
But it's...
And 7.
That 7 doesn't
hit. Awesome. So you're going to take 2 points of slashing damage and 1 point of cold damage.
Okay. Are you okay?
I'm at 6. Okay. So I'm okay, I think.
Okay.
For now. Oh my gosh.
In case it is your turn.
Constitution save. Oh wow, that's even worse than the last time. That's an 8.
You just you're trying. You're trying.
No, I'm trying very hard
to find some way to break out of this ice, and you just can't.
Even if I guided you, it doesn't work on saves, so there's nothing to do.
Gotta wait.
Boy's turn.
I'm frustrated.
I'm running out of spell slots, y'all.
Oh my gosh.
Has anything died yet?
No.
Zero. You're not. Have you healed yourself?
I healed myself once, and then I got healed.
Cool.
So I have hit points, if that's what you're asking. I'm not at 1. I'm not just vibing at 1.
Lance is going to look at you, and he's going to pass Sanctuary.
Oh, remind me what that does.
So any creature who targets you has to make a wisdom save.
I appreciate that.
On a failed save, it cannot affect you.
I love that. That's very nice.
And then all three of them are going to make an attack. Lance on the Yeti that is engaged with you and Case, or Zero, and then... So Lance reaches out with this mace he has, and he's going to slash that Yeti, and that Yeti is going to take 3 points of bludgeoning damage. And then the Yeti dealing with the boys is going to take 2. Jenna, it's your turn again.
Am I still up then?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I don't know how I keep track of that, but
so it lasts for a minute, I think we said.
Yeah, we did.
And a minute is 10 rounds of combat, so you're still good.
17.
That hits, yep.
Okay.
Yay. Oh.
I thought that was 7.
Yeah.
So 7. I rolled a 1 again. I think I rolled a 1 every single time.
I think you have too. That's rough.
I don't. That's not going to solve our problems, but I want it to. So Boris is going to go in 14, but I want to. Maybe I should have said this before. I want him to charge at it. And so charge is just. Because I think he's close to it, because he's been attacking it. So he needs to move 20 feet straight towards the target and then hit it with a maul attack. And then the target takes 1d6 of slashing damage.
That's extra.
An extra. Okay.
And then it has to make a saving throw or it'll be knocked prone.
Cool. Yeah. So Boris is going to run back, and I'll say that the Yeti is not going to use his reaction to attack him. And then he can. Yeah, he can charge him.
Okay. So you want me to count that roll that you said? So it's 14.
14, yep. That'll hit.
Awesome.
Yeah, so he's got to make a what save?
It is a strength. Yeah, it's a strength saving throw, and I think the DC is 14, because it's wisdom plus her proficiency plus 10. Right?
That sounds right.
I think that's what it is. I can't remember.
That's what it is, though.
That's 16.
that succeeds.
Okay. So nothing happens?
Does he take any damage at all?
He takes whatever Boris rolls plus a d6.
Okay, Zero, that's your turn.
I'm going to cast Spiritual Weapon.
And keep in mind that if you deal damage to a creature or make an attack or a spell that's going to harm an enemy, then you will lose Sanctuary.
Oh, well, I sure would like to do damage.
You can try and get away.
I will get away. I will move all of my 30 feet away.
He is going to attempt to slash you.
Okay.
But he's got to succeed a wisdom save first.
Did he succeed?
He rolled a nat 20.
That's okay. He still has to roll to hit me.
Yes, he does.
I have hit points.
You do have hit points. Wow. Okay.
Right in.
That is a 12.
That's not hit me.
Cool. Yeah, you...
You're gonna kill me. I'm fine. You couldn't kill me this turn if you wanted to.
Oh, shoot.
Back away.
He might take that as a challenge.
That's okay.
I do not. I would like my players to survive.
I will meet my god.
Yeah.
I will not. I would like to cast Spiritual Weapon. I'm doing all my damage. I'm gonna just... Screw Sanctuary. Spiritual Weapon and Sacred Flame. So Dexterity saving throw, and then I will roll to hit the boy.
Oh my gosh. I got... That's okay. Sorry.
Nails! Haha, sucker. Okay, he's gonna get 3 radiant damage, and then I need to roll to him, actually. So 18 to hit on my Spiritual Weapon.
That hits! Good job.
Heck yeah. So then, he's gonna get... 4 more. What is this?
Your Warhammer. Did you add your modifier to that? Because I think you get 2. Your spellcasting.
Well, I rolled a 2, so I have plus 2, so it's 4.
What does your spiritual weapon like look like?
It looks. So I feel like my soul weapon is very like, kind of very bright and colorful, and it's like giant, kind of like comically oversized hammer. And I feel like my spiritual weapon. Is like a golden warhammer that it looks more like a normal sized hammer.
I like that. So the warhammer just comes down and just blasts just a huge chunk out of the twigs, and you see there's kind of like a hole in its shoulder. Mm-hmm. So all the broken branches and everything, and there's the chunks of ice and rock mixed up in it. And then your just like radiant fire just like burns throughout it, and you start to see like some steam like rise off of ice. And is that your turn?
Yes.
Cool. It is now his turn, and he is far enough away from you. He is going to attack Boris and Lance again.
That's rude.
And he manages to hit Boris. Boris is just kind of like darting in and out through his legs, and he just like comes down with a claw and he slashes him. So Boris is going to take 6 points of slashing damage and 5 points of cold damage.
Okay. I guess.
No, I have been rolling very well.
We've been rolling very poorly.
Yes.
I rolled the lowest damage on my inflict wounds. I'm still salty about it.
It's been a perfect storm, unfortunately.
Boris and I are both at 6 hit points now.
Oh no.
Shoot. Okay,
Brandon, if me and my dog die,
I'm not gonna let you die.
I have to sleep on the couch.
No.
Oh my gosh. And then he is going to look Boris in the eyes, and Boris has to make a constitution saving.
It's just a little boy.
So you get to add your proficiency bonus, which is 2.
Okay.
Plus, and what kind of, what is it? Constitution? So what's his constitution?
So 12. Oh no, you've done this for the dog! You can't hurt the dog, Brayden!
So, poor little Boris, just, you see it's kind of just like frost just kind of like starts to fall over him. Not as bad as Case, because he's not made of metal. But frost falls up over this poor boy, and he's going to take 13 points of cold damage, and he is paralyzed.
I'm gonna cry.
The dog is unconscious.
Oh, he just kind of like, sits down, and he is unconscious.
I see that, and Jenna is, like, losing her mind.
Oh, no.
I mean, I can't do anything, but...
Make a perception check.
For Jenna?
Yes.
That's an 11, and then I add... Okay, so 13?
13. You notice that he is still breathing.
Okay.
He is stabilized for the sake of stats.
Okay. Why is this so hard?
I don't know. But on the other hand, the other Yeti is going to attack Pike and Ike.
This is getting rough.
And he manages to hit Pike. Okay, and you see as Pike just takes a slash to the chest and he goes down. And Pike is unconscious.
Oh my gosh. Why is everybody unconscious? That's very bad.
I don't know. And it is now the Ice Sprite's turn. And the two by the Yeti that has Kay still are going to...
Yeah, I'm just here.
You can't get just here. Your paralysis save.
They're rough. They're going to attack Lance.
Oh my gosh, I'm glad they're not attacking me. They probably don't even register now. I'm literally just like an icicle.
I mean, you're not a threat to them at this
point. No, not at all.
And you see as Lance, also he takes a claw to the back from behind from the one that was originally engaging with him. He also collapses into the
spot. Oh my gosh! The boys! I have two spell slots. Kids.
Oh my gosh.
I have two spells. You also have healing spells.
I do. Good. And we have healing potions.
Oh yes,
we haven't used those.
Yeah.
And Jenna, two of them are going to come make slash attacks at you. And so that's an 18. That is 4 points of slashing damage and 2 points of cold damage.
I'm unconscious.
Oh no.
Okay. And now the other one, seeing Jen is unconscious, is going to come towards you, Zero.
Okay, that's okay. I have armor class.
That's
bad. I don't have armor class.
I'm not that good.
This is awful.
Yeah, in every single way.
No.
You're going to take 4 points of slashing damage.
That's good. That's fine.
And 5 points of cold damage.
That's less fine. That's okay.
Are you unconscious?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
That's good.
Am I in the single digits? Yes, I am. Am I unconscious? No, I'm not.
Oh my gosh.
I am fine. I'm fine.
Case, it is your turn.
It's going to adjust me. I can. I don't want that. I'm
paralyzed, standing there staring and almost dying.
That is a 12 against.
Oh no!
Oh my gosh!
I need to go cry.
I know.
I'm like actually amazed that this is happening.
This is incredible. We've killed nothing. We've just gotten murdered.
We've never done like this bad.
We've done so bad.
Where are our monkey friends to come?
He's a monkeys. Ice monkeys.
Oh please! Oh my gosh!
It's Chonko's gonna come in our final. I'm holding on to that. Okay, I can heal you, so you can be conscious.
We worship in the Church of Chonko.
Ike, as the last remaining one of the Hermes boys, he is going to reach down, and he's going to cast Cure Wounds as a third level spell on Pike.
That is good. Good job. I was like, surely he still has spell slots.
And then Pike is going to run towards... Pike is going to attempt to, he's going to disengage, and he is going to, get the heck away for the moment.
Maybe we should retreat, question mark.
That sure would...
If you aren't paralyzed,
I would love to.
Then, Jenna, it is your turn.
So I have to do a death save?
So...
Or what happens?
You are stable, for the time being.
Okay.
You... were just knocked out by the claw.
Okay.
You didn't hit any place vital.
But I can't do anything, right?
Nope.
So, okay. My dog can't do anything. I can't do anything.
Oh no.
So.
For the sake, roll a d20
for me. Just for fun?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
15?
Cool.
Okay.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's a surprise tool. I'll throw at you later. just kidding.
If it was a 20, then she'd get a hit point and be awake.
Zero.
I'm going to heal Jenna. You're going to get 3 hit points.
Okay.
Which is better than 0 hit points.
Exactly.
And then I'm going to use my spiritual weapon as a bonus action, yes?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to do Sacred Flame on the Yeti.
He's
gotta
make a dex save.
That succeeds.
Oh my gosh!
So that's unfortunate. Yeah. I'm very far away, question mark, from the people? Or not. Because I did move, but then I don't know how far I moved.
You could probably get to... You could either move up to either of the Eddies at this point.
I don't want to move closer. I want to move
further away.
Maybe.
Yes.
I will be... If I'm not 30 feet away now, I'd like to.
Okay, cool. From who exactly?
Any of them.
Any of them. Okay, cool.
All of that. Okay, and then that is my turn.
Are you going to use your bonus action?
That was my bonus action to heal her.
Oh, okay.
That's why I had to ask. Yeah.
Okay, it is now the Yeti's turn. And he's going to attempt to escape with haste.
No!
They're just gonna take me like that?
Yep.
They're just gonna take
you need to roll really high.
I really would like to.
And actually, because of that, he is going to take an opportunity attack from... Actually?
Not from me.
No. Yeah, there's no one. He's going to turn around and start to run away, but as he does so, he's gonna punch you in the face a couple of times.
Punch me?
Yeah.
Why?
Because...
Because he's trying to knock you out.
He wants you for some reason. Shiny.
14?
That does not hit. Okay. 24 to hit.
Yeah.
That definitely hits.
Yes.
That hits way too well.
So how many hit points do you have left?
8.
Okay. Let's see.
I'm going to...
Let's play the game.
I'm going to play the game in a minute, and you're not going to like it if I do. Oh, okay. I'm gonna play the game.
Okay, you are going to take so much damage. It is. He's
unconscious. Is he not paralyzed anymore?
No, he's not.
Darn. Oh wait, is that a yes or no?
He's not paralyzed anymore. Well, no, he's not.
I am paralyzed. I am unconscious.
Sweet, that's actually good for you.
Yes, yeah. Free me.
And he moves. So he does that, and then he moves. He moves away.
Okay, so basically, just like enough damage that it's not.
So basically what they are doing is they are doing non-lethal damage to you in an attempt to make you go unconscious.
Gotcha. Well, this is a fun round for me. I haven't been able to do anything for the last 20 minutes.
Paralysis is bad, my dude.
And then, Jenna, you are no longer unconscious, correct?
I'm good.
Okay. Two of the Muffets are going to come down and they're going to make an attempt to grapple you. So I need you to make...
We're
going to
get kidnapped, y'all.
Okay, I need you to make an athletics
check. Get kidnapped?
No!
Okay.
Or acrobatics.
Okay, it's not that I want to get kidnapped and more that I want everyone to get kidnapped with me.
Do the same.
Oh, please do.
So 12?
12, yeah. So you manage to bat them away as they're coming down and trying to sort of grab for your shoulders. Mm-hmm. And then another two are going to pick up... Lance, and they are going to start flying low.
No, that's bad! I'm not supposed to do that.
Case, roll a d20 for me.
I'd be happy to. It's a 7.
Okay, cool. Nothing happens. And,
I expected that. I'm planning out what I'm going to do once I get free from my eternal torment.
Ike is going to cast Cure Wounds on himself.
Just let me have one shot, and I can do so much damage, hopefully.
And then he is going to attempt to run away, so the Yeti's going to make an attack.
Also, I'm using a different... I'm going to use this one.
Okay. And so Ike, on his way out, is going to take an attack.
Okay. I think I have 3 hit points. So I'm trying to think if now would be a good time to take a healing potion to get myself more stable.
So you can use a healing potion as a bonus action.
Okay. I think so because I feel like I want to save spells for now, because those will always be there. I mean, not always, but anyways. So it's a
d12? No, it's 2d4 plus 2.
Oh, okay.
So,
it's 2d4 plus 2. Okay. So I'm going to do that. So 7 points.
Of damage?
Of healing.
Of healing. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. So I'm at 10. And then, for now, can I, like, pick up Boris and try to get away, like, both of us away?
Yeah, you can, if you like.
Okay. I want to do that, then.
Okay, cool. So you're running the opposite direction that the Yeti with Case is running?
I don't know if it's, I guess, like, not, like, out of combat, but just trying to kind of get away from everything
okay.
a little bit, just so that things, like, don't attack us. If that makes sense. Do I need to roll for that?
No, you don't need to roll for that. You can just
okay.
do that.
So I just do that, and we're just kind of a little bit outside of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, I'm specifically going to put him in my backpack.
Oh, he's a big boy. Can you fit him in your backpack?
I have a big backpack.
Okay, cool. You have a boy slot in your backpack.
That's so good, actually. Oh my god!
There's like that front pocket is just
you know, like the just, like when people have babies on their chest, it's just Boris.
Yes, yes. Yeah. That's what it is. Jenna has those baby carrying overalls for Boris.
That's so good.
Okay.
So Boris is.
Oh,
I'm picturing like the inventory slots from like Escape from Tarkov or like some other game where like the slots have like actual space and it's just like Boris.
Oh.
So that's what we're doing.
Wonderful. Zero, it's your turn.
I'm going to heal Case. Wait, how far away is Case from me?
So far.
Wait, actually?
What's happening right now? I can get very close. His healing word is a 60-foot range.
He's 70 feet away.
I'm just going to use all of my movement to get closer to Case. Because I don't want him to get kidnapped. And then I'm going to, my bonus action, I'm healing word on Case, so you get 4 hit points. And then I'm going to Sacred Flame the Yeti that is trying to kidnap my friend. Okay. You need to make a dex save.
I do.
If it is an 18.
That's not one.
Ha ha! Sucker!
Oh my gosh!
One! Radiant! One!
Cool.
That's it. That's all I can do. That's it for me. Also, I want to move my spiritual weapon. Can it hit any? Or no, I can't use it, but is it close enough to stuff that it would be useful later or not?
You can move it 20 feet. You can move it to the other Yeti if you want.
I'll move it to the other Yeti.
Okay. You can hit it too, actually, as well, if you'd like.
No, because I use my bonus action.
Oh, so you can't move it, actually.
Oh, I can't move it.
Yeah, you have to use your bonus action.
Then never mind. It stays where it is.
Cool. It is now the Yeti's turn. Case, I want you to make a sleight of hand. Or deception check, maybe we'll call it.
Ooh, love deception. Where is that? Ooh. I'm good at that.
I'm not good at that.
Oh, that was so close.
It was very close.
Not so sneaky today.
He notices that you are now conscious. He is going to dash forward with you still in his arms. So he is now 80 feet away.
Fast. You are a fast boy, though.
I'm a fast boy, and I have so much pent-up anger right now.
I can't heal you anymore.
But I can attack.
Yes, on your turn, you can.
Yes, I'm still grappled.
Mm-hmm.
But I can attack.
Yes.
That's all that matters.
And the other Yeti is going to attempt to grapple with Ike. Oh,
Lance,
no, they both
Lance
did.
Lance is getting kidnapped right now.
They both ran away, actually. The Yeti is going to attempt to run over to you.
Me?
Yes, Zero. He's going to make an attack against you. That is a 12.
No.
And 20.
That would hit me,
oh,
yes.
God.
That would hit me. That one does hit me.
Oh, my gosh, I'm sorry.
Nice for you.
I don't know.
Give them to me.
Yeah.
That is 9 points of slashing damage and 4 points of cold damage.
Oh my god. But I also have a spell slot, so.
Oh my god.
My spiritual weapon, out of existence.
Yes. He's going to pick you up.
Oh no.
And he's going to use the rest of his movement to start running away.
Oh no. Oh no. That's unfortunate.
Next. And then.
Yikes, indeed.
Jenna, the Mephits are going to attempt to come over to you and grab you. So roll a contested.
Okay.
Athletic or acrobatics roll.
You can add a d4 to that. We're still
oh, awesome.
For the, even if I'm.
Ten.
You swat them away. They're not finding purchase, and you're a little heavier with Boris in your overalls.
Nice.
I think the other two already grabbed Lance. Yes, those two grabbed Lance. Yes,
is being kidnapped.
They are long gone. They're out of your sight. And actually, I think at this point, Jenna, you no longer see the Yeti that has.
I can see the back of my eyes very well.
At this point, it is Case's turn.
Oh my gosh, thank you. Okay. I'm going to activate my spear weapon.
Okay.
And it appears as like two, not boxing gloves, but sort of like gauntlets, you know?
Yeah.
What does the spear weapon do again? We've been over this like 5 times.
It's a plus one.
It's a plus one, just like damage.
Attacks
and damage. Okay. Gonna make a strike with my long sword that's one-handed, so gotta roll for that. This dice goes to hell. But that was a... Let's see. That was a 5 to hit. Okay. Then I'm spending a key point to make two... Where is that? 2 unarmed strikes. That's a 16.
Yep, that hits.
All right. Damage is 1d4. 4 points. Second one. That's a 7 to hit.
Nope.
Okay, I'm gonna use a different dice. And then, there's a bonus attack where if I make an unarmed strike. No, if I spend a key point during the turn, I make another unarmed strike.
Cool.
That is a 21 to hit.
Yeah, that hits. Roll damage.
Oh, no.
4 points. I did 8 points of damage that round, which is more than I did last time. Those last rounds.
That's more than I've ever done total in this fight.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And he dies. He poofs into a giant... No, it's going to take more than that.
At this point, Jenna... Pike runs over to you and Pike and Ike, actually, they're both conscious. They run over to you and they kind of look at you and they're like, I don't think we can catch up to him at this point, but we gotta get good. You guys start running after him.
Yeah. Yeah, we.
Or so, do we?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, alright.
You gotta leave. You gotta go.
They're communicating.
And he is going to cast Cure Wounds on you, Jenna, as a second level spell.
Are they doing okay, too?
They're doing alright!
Okay.
They're
so,
existing.
Jenna, you are going to get 17 points of...
Oh, that's awesome.
Really
so,
good.
I am doing good now.
Mm-hmm.
I am maxed out.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, you're doing really good, huh? Mm-hmm. And it is now, zero. Roll a d20.
I will. Six.
Okay. Cool. And the Yeti now that has that was currently engaging with the boys, he kind of sees the three of you grouped up and he decides he's going to just run. And the Mephits follow him. Actually they're going to try one more time to grapple you, Jenna.
21.
Yeah. No, they try for their last time, and they're foiled, and Boris, he's unconscious. Boris does not do anything.
I'm mad, though. So.
You take your spiritual weapon, and you punch one in the face, with the butt
of
your
gun. Oh, wait. Shoot, I had to add stuff to the attack, so let's...
Wait, what did you forget to add?
I forgot to add everything.
What does everything mean?
It was...
Are you adding your played, damage?
Yeah, because I had the spear weapon, so I added to... You added to...
Damage.
You added to damage plus and attack, right? Plus one to damage.
At this point, damage is not
enough. How many attacks did you hit?
Two. So... That'd be 2 points of damage.
Is it, does that matter?
Did I kill it?
Oh my god. Did he?
Do we need to go?
No, let's just keep this in. This
I'm
is what
so
happened.
I'm confused. What's up?
Nothing.
Are you sure?
Oh my gosh.
Are you sure?
We'll deal with that on your turn.
Okay.
Actually, it is your turn, Zero. Case. You are being restrained by this Yeti, and you're just like punching it, and you're trying to get out, and you can't seem. But there's it slips up for a second, and you wind up, and you just punch it in the face, and its teeth and. It go flying, and there's shards of ice, and all of a sudden you just see as the blue color in its eye just kind of like drains, and the ice just cracks, and it falls down on top of you.
Oh my gosh, I needed to win. That's awesome.
Case, as you fall under the pressure of this Yeti, you kind of start pushing it off you, but as the weight begins to shift, all of a sudden you feel the snow out from under you give. And you find yourself falling.